gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 26th, 2017. Welcome to Day 280. The New York Times and the Washington Post say the House passed its budget blueprint, which maps out the recommended spending and revenue levels for the 2018 fiscal year. No Democrats voted for the budget, which passed 216 to 212. The legislation will also allow Republicans to now pass tax reform and add as much as $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next decade without any Democratic votes. The deficit for the 2017 fiscal year totaled $666 billion. Meanwhile, Trump said that the soldier's widow must be wrong because he has, quote, one of the greatest memories of all time. Here's Trump on CNN.
I can only say this. I was really nuts to her. I respect her. I respect her family. I certainly respect LaDavid, who I, by the way, called LaDavid right from the beginning. Just so you understand, they put a chart in front. LaDavid says LaDavid Johnson. So I called right from the beginning. There's no hesitation. One of the great memories of all time. There was no hesitation. I think she's a fantastic woman. I was extremely nice to her, extremely respectful.
Trump says he'll declare the opioid epidemic a public health emergency today, not a national emergency, which would have unlocked federal funding through FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund. Under the Public Health Services Act designation, no federal funding will be automatically directed to the crisis. Federal agencies will, however, be directed to devote more grant money to the problem. Premiums for the most popular Affordable Care Act plan have risen 34%. A new report by Avalere Health has concluded that the increases are due to the market instability created by the Trump administration's actions. The Associated Press says market instability has been driven by Trump's decision to end subsidy payments to insurers, the continued debate over repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act, and an executive order allowing for lower-cost plans outside of the Obama-era law. Meanwhile, Congress will investigate the $300 million government contract awarded to a Trump donor. The Associated Press says members of the Natural Resources Committee said, quote, the size and unknown details of this contract raise numerous questions about how a two-person Montana utility company linked to the Trump administration won the contract to repair Puerto Rico's electrical infrastructure. Whitefish Energy is also located in the hometown of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. And the Associated Press, NPR, and Washington Post say Trump promises to release the JFK files today, despite CIA Director Mike Pompeo asking him to withhold or delay some of the documents. The files will primarily come from the FBI and CIA and would be the final batch to be released by the National Archives under a 1992 law that ordered the government to make all remaining documents pertaining to the assassination public. Trump tweeted that the, quote, long-anticipated release of the files will take place today while flying to Dallas's Love Field, the same airport where Kennedy landed just before he was shot. Trump called the files, quote, so interesting, exclamation point. And now to the polls. The Hill says Democratic candidates lead by 15 points in a hypothetical matchup for the 2018 midterm elections. 50% of respondents said that if the election for Congress were held today, they would vote for the Democratic candidate. Only 35% said they would vote for a Republican. And the Military Times poll says 53% of military officers say they have an unfavorable view of Trump. Meanwhile, 40% of all troops have an unfavorable view of Trump. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
Just kidding, I'm still here. Just want to say thank you to everyone who has already left reviews or ratings on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts. That really helps us out, probably a lot more than you might think. So if you have a minute and you like the podcast, you want us to be able to keep doing it, do me a favor, go on iTunes, go on your little app, go wherever you're listening, and leave us a little review. If you don't like it, please don't do that. But if you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're still listening to this, but go ahead and leave a review anyway. Thanks. See you tomorrow.